Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share a Bible principle.
Throughout church history, and even today, there are those who claim to have had personal encounters with God, even receiving direct messages. Some actually refer to Paul's experience and other apostles to justify their own claims. Unfortunately, this kind of biblical interpretation, combined with subjective experiences, has led to religious cults and serious doctrinal errors within the broader Christian community. Now, Paul did receive direct messages from God, but he was an apostle, manifesting the signs of an apostle. In fact, he referred to these signs in his letter to the Corinthians.
The signs of an apostle were performed with unfailing endurance among you, including signs and wonders and miracles.
Even though Paul was indeed an apostle and manifested the signs of an apostle, he still wanted to verify his calling. Consequently, he went to Jerusalem and consulted with the other apostles. And note what he wrote in his letter to the Galatians.
Then, after 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, taking Titus along also. I went up according to a revelation and presented to them the gospel I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to those recognized as leaders. I wanted to be sure I was not running and had not been running in vain.
Both Peter and John verified Paul's calling as a fellow apostle. If we think God has spoken to us directly, we must always verify our experience by consulting the Scriptures and other mature Christian leaders. We must be very careful that we are not self-deceived.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.